Proverbs chapter 1. That's strange, right? Proverbs chapter 1. We're starting a series today titled Faith or Folly. Faith or what? Folly. What is folly? Let's start from folly before we go to faith. Right? Let's start from folly before we go to faith. What is folly? Folly means what? Another word for folly is what? Foolishness. Is that correct? Do you think it's a good topic we talk about in the church? You think it is? Right? So, you know, before I chose a topic, the thing really stressed me. Because I wanted to wonder, which one should I do? Left to me, I just said, don't be stupid. Left to me, I just said, don't be foolish. Right? But, you know, I had to just take out some time and just decide on whatever I wanted the series to be. Then I just put the conversations that matter at the base just to step it down a little. Well, it wasn't my intention. Right? Look at Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1. Look at chapter 7. Proverbs 1:7. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Right? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and what? Instruction. Let's read it one more time together. 1, 2, 3, go. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, when you see someone despise wisdom and despise instructions, what do you call that person? Based on Proverbs chapter 1, is that correct? Right? So you can easily know somebody who is foolish. Right? You can easily know somebody who is not as wise. Right? You know, the Christian faith is lived and, you know, fulfilled on instructions. Right? Everything we do, almost everything we do is hinged to instructions. We go to church is an instruction. We go for evangelism is an instruction. We praise God is an instruction. We pray together is an instruction. We walk in love is an instruction. We fellowship together is an instruction. Right? So, the author of Proverbs will say, the fear of the Lord is the beginning. Now, the word there, fear, as used in the scripture, is not as much used about to speak about when somebody is afraid. Are we together? When somebody is afraid. You know, when you say you are afraid, you know, have you heard people talk about how there are 365 fear nots in the Bible? Yeah, there are 365 fear nots in the Bible, and each fear not is for each day. And you too, you swallowed it. You know, you can just take your Bible. Nowadays, there's technology. You can take your Bible and just search for fear not and count everything from Genesis to Revelation. Put everything, even the one that even switched from fear to afraid, do not be afraid. If we merge together, it's not up to 300. Right? But some motivational speakers have told us somewhere that, you know, God has given us fear not in the Bible, 365, because he wants one to be for one day. Right? So when you read day one, go to day two, read fear not. Right? But the word there, fear, yeah, we speak about much more around reverence, right, or regard, right? So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now look at what it says in verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, right? For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about their neck. Verse 10 says, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. So will sinners entice thee? What is the instruction? Consent. You know what it means to consent? That means you give in. Right? So consent thou not. He says, if they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us look privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive and as a grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall find our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk thou not, or walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from thy path. Are these instructions? Right? What are these instructions to do for you? They are to guide you. Right? When we see instructions in the Bible, when we see instructions from God's word, the goal of instructions are, they are primarily to bring guidance to us. You know, as believers, why am I doing a series like this? The truth is, over the last few days of pastoring, I've had the privilege of being exposed to certain conversations, and also privilege of being, what's the word, involved in certain conversations, not necessarily from people, you know, in gospel. As a privilege, I have, you know, the privilege of people who are not even members of gospel reach out to me with certain conversations, you know, looking for counsel and guidance and all of those. I have so many friends, right? And one of the things that, when I speak in certain conversations, one of the things it does to me is, I hope the people I'm discipling know what to do in situations like this. I hope the people I'm privileged to lead know what to do if they're to be in shoes like this. Because the shoes that, you know, a lot of people are in, they're not exclusive to them. We're not exempted from them because we are, whatever it is, members of God's palace. And I felt like it's very important for me to have these conversations with us, right? You know, like I would always say, the fulcrum of your life should be hinged around the Word of God. So the Word of God should be at the center of your life. So what we plan to do with this series, this month into next month, is talk about certain conversations that are hard. And they are hardly spoken about in the church. Did you hear what I just said? They are hard conversations. And they are hardly spoken about in the church. Right? You know, one of the things that you'll find out is that a lot of people believe that because Jesus washed away our sins, he has washed away our brains. Or he has removed in us the ability to think. You know, I found that a lot of people don't know how to think. A lot of people don't know they should think. A lot of people don't know how to go through the process of thinking. And sometimes you see it in people's decisions, right? There's this guy who, he does videos and he just meets random billionaires all around the world, right? And he just stops them and asks them questions. How did you get rich? What did you do to get rich? If you were to give people one counsel and everything. And you find out that something is consistent through all the comments that every billionaire makes or millionaire in dollars. And that is that there is a place where people use their brains without being told explicitly. You know, think about it. If God made a promise to Abraham and said, in his seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Okay? You can now talk about the promise of Isaac, the son that will come to Abraham. Do you know that? It sounds very funny what I'm about to say. But do you know that in the promise of the prophecy, or in the prophecy that Abraham would have a child, is an instruction that is not stated. Are we here? In the prophecy that Abraham will have a child is an instruction that is not stated. What is instruction? Go sleep with your wife. You get the point? Well, you know, sometimes a lot of us, because we are spiritual, we feel like until we hear those exact words, go sleep with your wife. That is when you know how to act. And you know, it sounds very funny because, I mean, this is very unique to sex and marriage, right? But in the real sense, on the grand scheme of things, that is how a lot of times people approach their life. So you can have a word of prophecy, for instance, that says in the coming year, right, something, you're going to experience supernatural help and favor in your business. You know, if you didn't have a business, you know, in that prophecy is an instruction. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But some people, until you say, go start the business. You know, some people want it to be, it is A, it is B, then C. And I hope you know, more often than not, God doesn't talk A to Z at a time. Yes, if God talks A to Z at a time, the moment you are born again, God should just pour out all the word of knowledge and word of wisdom at once. Right? You know, there are words of knowledge and wisdom you get in 2025. You didn't get them in 2023. Right, and there are some you've gotten this year. There are some you will not get this year. You will get them 2029. Right, so when God is speaking, a lot of times it doesn't, you know, always appear to be the beginning to the end. There will be certain things that will be said, and certain things that will be expected of you to take the initiative. So when you become born again, right? You knew how to drive before you became born again. You still know how to drive. Your brain is not formatted. You know, some people think that thinking is the opposite of spirituality. When you think, it means you are not in faith. That's not true. Yeah? When you are logical, it means you are not in faith. No, that's not true. Right? That's not entirely true. The opposite of spirituality is not being a logical person or being natural. The opposite of faith does not mean acting naturally. You know that God can miraculously heal a believer, even an unbeliever. And in that healing, there will be instructions on the things you need to do so that that sickness does not come back again. Right? So if, for instance, someone goes to the hospital and maybe someone has a cardiac arrest and, you know, God supernaturally heals the person. Right? Cardiac arrest. Cardiac means it's linked to the heart. Right? You know that if that has happened and you've been supernaturally healed, right, there's a lifestyle modification that that experience should come with. You don't have to be told. But some people, they would rather go and continue their lifestyle. After all, God is the healer. But is God the healer? Yes. Should you modify? Yes. So the things you could do before you were born again, right? The things you could do before you, you know, receive Jesus into your life and by extension gave your life in commitment to him, there are things you could still do. You know, the information you have in your brain, there was no button that says control X, P, wipe. You know what control X, P is? It doesn't have any meaning, no. Yeah, control. Just imagine you just come born again, just say you're a new creature. All things are passed away. You know, if you get born again in a church and all things are passed away, you don't forget the way to your house. Imagine that is how it is done. That anywhere they catch you and they preach to you like this, you just form, you just format because why? All things are passed. No, that's not the way life is. So there are certain things in the Christian faith. So the opposite of faith, right, is not being logical. The opposite of faith is unbelief. Are we here? The opposite of faith does not mean don't reason. The opposite of faith is unbelief. That's why Paul will say, right, because of the mind that God gave us, Paul will say, right, do not let this world pressure you. That's another translation. Do not be conformed to what? To the systems and the thought patterns of this world. But be transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. So there are things that Christians will be involved with. There are things that Christians will put their hands in because it is natural to do. For instance, getting married is not linked to Christians alone. Altogether, right? Getting yourself in business is not linked to Christians alone. Going for education to school is not only for Christians. Right? Sometimes, a lot of times, we find ourselves in situations where we think it's either one or the other. Do you know, you can have faith that you don't have money to go home today, right? But you have faith that someone will stop and pick you and take you home, right? But you will not stay here. You have to go to the road. Just imagine church finish. You have faith that somebody will take you home. Everybody go. Me, that usually be the last person. You see me off in the light, you still stay here because you are a man of faith. You know, faith is the eyes by which you see the, yeah? You know, with all those things, right, it would take a supernatural faith. You know what? Faith is supernatural on its own. Now imagine supernatural faith for someone to come and find you here in darkness. Right? Yeah? I have faith that I'm going to pass my exam. I have faith that I'm going to do well, come out in flying colors. Some of us came out in flying colors. Some is the flyer that is is the color of the flyer. Right? Yeah? Some of us, yeah? You know? So you can be a man of faith and still act accordingly. It's not one or the other. It's a collabo. Hallelujah. It's a collabo. You know that phrase, it's a collabo. Yeah? It's a collabo. It's a collabo. Yeah? It's a combination of both. So, in this series, in the next few weeks, we'll just be having very intense conversations, right? We're going to revolve our conversation around a few things. For instance, career. Right? For instance, marriage. I'll probably do another series probably later in the year or probably another year, right? That will focus on, I'm still thinking of the topic, but it might be something around just before and after you say I do. Are we together? Just before, because there's an entire world before and there's an entire world after. So I was talking to someone yesterday, a friend of mine, you know, talking about, you know, marriages and a lot of reasons why people are having issues and everything. You know, one of the things I said was that, do you know that in our world, there are people who are only living together with themselves as husband and wife because of the sake of the children? I heard of a story of a couple who've been married for over 30-something years. I can't remember the exact number, right? And the day the last born got married, the next day or a few days after, they filed for their separation. And what they said in their mind was that the only reason why we stayed together was because we just didn't want our children to go through the trauma of whatever separation does. And that made me start thinking that, is it possible for people to be married for 40 years and they're not married to themselves? And I was like, it's actually very possible. I know more often than not, right, it requires wisdom to handle relationship. If you look through a lot of issues people have, a lot of times you find out that it's something that could have been tackled with just a counsel, just a guidance, just a correction to your way of life. And that's why this series is here. Yeah, I trust and believe that by God's Spirit, there will be correction brought to our way of life. There will be correction brought to our thinking. That our perspective will be more aligned to God's Word. So Paul will say, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. That means Paul knows that you'll be involved in worldly activities. Right? But do not subject yourself to their thinking pattern. Do not subject yourself to how they reason. Right? You need to keep renewing your mind. And a lot of times, sometimes then, it's easy for us as a church to say, no, all we teach is just Greek word. Do you know why I always give stories when I teach? You know why? It's simple. To bring it home. To make it practical. You know, we can go on for a year and all our services, from the Greek word in John 14, we'll go to the Greek word in John 15. Then we'll go to the Hebrew word in Leviticus. Right? And we'll just keep going to Hebrew. But a lot of times you realize that there's some things that people don't know how to connect and bring home. Which is why those examples, those stories, topics like this are very important. So you can bring it home. So, you know, sometimes people ask me questions about walking in love. And I'm like, have you not listened to our teachings on walking in love? And we sort of like, oh, of a truth. They know the practice of walking in love. They know of the doctrine of walking in love, but they cannot practicalize the walking in love. All together. They cannot. So when we have questions like this, what are we trying to do? We're aiming that, you know, career, like I said, marriage. Another area we trust to have a good conversation around is our finances. All together. Our finances, our health. Right? Like I said earlier on, a lot of times we are either or people. Right? We're either on one side, right? Or we're on the other side. You know, so you have some people say, you know, for instance, one of the songs we sang today, when I come into your presence, I'm so happy. You know, it's easy for us to say, we don't come into his presence. We come with his presence. So we're not changing the song. When we come with your presence, I mean, how would they even sing it? When we come in with your presence, we are so happy. I don't understand. When we come in with your presence, we are glad. How do you not sing less part? No, it cannot be in. It has to be with your presence. Yeah, with your presence, there is anointing as the Spirit moves around us. In your prayer, yeah. You know, we don't come into the presence; we come with the presence. No, it's just like what I taught you a few weeks ago, right? About how God rests in man, and God expects man to rest in His work. It's the two of them. It's not either or, right? You ask a brother, maybe a brother asks a sister out, I want to marry you. You know that Christians should not be ashamed to say, let me think about it, rather than say, let me pray about it. I'm saying you can say, let me pray about it. But I say, let me think about it. You know, someone can want to introduce you to an investment, right? And you say, let me think about it. Listen to me carefully. Can you pray and be led to go into an investment, the investment crash? If you don't know, I can tell you. You can, you know, when you see green, you know what they call green light? You can see green light. Right? In fact, other words, and I see that you step. Let me not say what I didn't say. Yeah? Let me say it. Earlier this year, you know, I was in a meeting, and someone just spoke about something. Beautiful words of knowledge, accurate words of knowledge. Right? But this person spoke about something I needed to get myself involved with. Right? And the person asked me to get back to it immediately. But the truth is, I cannot get back to it immediately with spit. Do you understand? It's not spit they used to. You know, imagine you want to go and buy a property, you want to go and buy a car, right? And you just go and say, Afro type of shake on turnabout. And you just press enter. Something start printing. Document of your house. Document of your house start printing. Now say, come and sign here. Ikro topo shiko. You know, is that how it works? You know, you have to sit down and plan. Show me a great builder, I'll show you someone who is great in planning, who is great in thinking. Right? Listen to me, I'm guessing. It's not logic or emotions. It's logic with emotions. Some of us are so logical, we don't even have emotions. Are we together? And some of us are so emotional, we don't think. Are we here? Yeah, you are so logical, you don't have emotion. You know, there's something called EQ, IQ, AQ, all the Qs. Right? AQ is artificial quotient. No, AQ. Artificial quotient. Right? But you can also, sometimes you are more emotional. I'm going to speak very hard to some of us as ladies and some of us as men. Because it's very easy for you as a man to be on the train of logic without considering the emotions of who you're speaking with. And as a lady, oh, bless your heart. It's so beautiful and good to see how a lot of ladies can be on the path of emotions without reasoning. Right? Without thinking. Right? Without putting their thoughts into what is being happening. So imagine you can ask someone that, I want to marry you. Right? And you can go back home and go and think about it. Yeah? You can actually go back home and be praying and be thinking. But you don't just pray and not think. So imagine you meet somebody. Clearly the person, from when they gave birth to you, you wanted to have 5 children. You wanted to, in your mind, you said it's 5 children you want to have. If I rest, I think of the kind of boss you will buy. Right? And you now meet somebody who just says, I don't want to have, they tell you from the first day, I don't believe in children. Listen, no, I don't believe in children. Why? I don't want to lose my shape. You know, it interests you to know that I know somebody like that. I know people like that, not somebody. Right? I don't want to lose my shape. You, that you wanted to have 5 children. Somebody told you they don't want to have children because they want to lose their shape. Right? And you are still praying about that matter. For what? Okay, for the... Okay, the question now becomes in renewing of mind. So what if the lady now prays for your own renewal of mind? In a collabo. So from 5, you drop to 2.5 children. Right? Because you were like, this is clear. This is clear. For instance, imagine a lady or a brother who wants to, a lady, for instance, who sees somebody who is so loving. Oh, pastor is so loving. He's loving a lot of Christians I know. But he's a Muslim. Abdul Fattah Abdulaziz. Ahmed, at the end. You know, say, pastor, he has money. Pastor, I feel like his money will be useful in the kingdom of God. I'm saying, let's assume you eventually marry that person. You know, you should have thought about certain things. Thinking of the implication. What is the implication? It means if we have children, it means that we need to help them decide their faith. Or they will choose. It's just simple. Right? Somebody comes and tells you and say, it's working. What is working? 40% ROI. 40% ROI. Sibe. Right? Sibex. 40%. I tried it as what is working. You know, your thoughts, you should not hear is working and jump at it. A car that's about to crash is working now. Are we here? But it's about to crash. Yeah? You're in a car, for instance. You know, you should be able to tell your partner, whoever that is driving, maybe they are doing 200 kilometers per hour. We're not going to heaven now. Calm down now. Where are you rushing to? Where are you running to? Right? We're not going anywhere far. Is this the day you want to go to heaven? you should be able to ask those kind of questions. Is this the day you want to go? I don't know if the calculation shows that trumpet is sounding today. But the way you are driving, looks like you are satisfied with your life with what you've done on this earth. You know, you should be able to think through things. You know, I have to ask myself a question. Why was I doing certain things? I remember I was talking about this several in church. I drove, if you know Abuja very well, from City Gate. Right? From City Gate to the airport. In how many minutes? From City Gate to airport. City Gate to airport, that let's assume you're even going with convoy. At least 30 minutes should take you. I was timing myself to do it in 11 minutes. And did I do it? Yes, oh. But that was not wise. That was folly. So I'm using myself as an example today. So when I talk your own, it's collabo. I'm read together. It's a combination. Right? That was very foolish. You know, and the more you now increase in certain stabilities in life, you are now married, you now have a account, you know, your head will start coming down small. Something waiting for me at home. Like, it's like, there's one who's in the house. Yeah, you now start reasoning. I'm saying you don't have to have those things before you think on certain things. Why am I doing 160 on it? The car I was even driving was Corolla, Toyota Corolla. That if another car should do vroom, the breeze will blow me out of the road. You know, do it with a car that is, you know, a German car, for instance, is more stable on the ground. Just not a Ferrari. But with Corolla, you know that kind of Corolla, even when I was driving, part of the brake was in my heart because I'm trying to use my heart to steady the car. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you want to bend on the curb, the car's already going like this. You want to adjust, the car's already going like this. Right? As well, you'll be using your as if you are that heavy. You're not using your body to press the car to balance. Oh, why was that? There's some things you just need to think. Yeah? What's the implication? Because everything we do, they have ripple effects. Everything we do, they have ripple effect. The things we do have ripple. When you accept the message of the gospel and you reject it, there's a ripple effect. So we need to learn how not to be, you know, on one of the extremes. Yeah? So you can be spiritual, right? Like I said, the opposite of spirituality does not mean you're logic. You're logical, rather. Right? So you can actually have an idea or actually be in faith. Right? So, when two things are not the same, does not make the other the opposite, what I'm trying to say. Like I said, faith and thinking are not opposites, but they're not the same. You know, even when you practice faith, a man, for instance, or a woman who's on a wheelchair, right? When you've used faith to get a person healed, there needs to be a walking. You know, a lot of times, right, is when they start walking that the healing comes into place. Right? That means there are practical things that we need to do alongside with our faith. Praise God forevermore. So, the opposite of being spiritual, as I said here, is not being natural. The opposite of being spiritual is not being natural. Natural does not mean devilish. Natural does not mean devilish. Natural does not mean devilish. So it means you can be involved in activities of this world and not be of this world. That means you don't act, you don't think, you don't regulate your thinking through according to the pattern of this world. So there is supernatural, there is natural, and there's carnal. Are we here? There is supernatural, there is natural, there is carnal. Right? Natural is not carnal. Right? Natural is not carnal. Right? Natural is not carnal. So you can be involved in activities of this world, but you are not carnal in your thinking. So what is our task in this world as believers who are supposed to have the best of natural and spiritual? Now, let me ask you a question. Is your brain natural? What you think is natural? Who gave us brain? Is God supernatural? So is the source of a natural brain supernatural? So it means God, who is supernatural, that gave man brain, expects man to use their brain. God, who gave man brains, or gave men brain, expects that they use their brain. Very, very important. Right, so there are certain ways you will not be involved in natural things because you are a believer. For instance, there's a kind of marriage you should have. There are those you should marry and those you shouldn't marry because you are a believer. But marriage in itself is approved by God. Hallelujah. Marriage is approved by God. Business, to be involved in business, be involved in farming is approved by God. Right? To be involved in politics is something you can do as a believer. Can a Christian be a politician? Yes, now. Altogether. Right? But if a Christian is going to be a politician, there are political tactics that the Christian must know. Just imagine you say you want to become a president of a country that has, you know, more Muslims than Christians, or more of other religions than Christian, and everybody on your board is Christian. You, Christian, your vice president, Christian, your general secretary, Christian. Right? And what now happened? When you're supposed to campaign, you don't campaign, you go to the wilderness and you're praying. What do you expect to happen? You know that there's a place for strategy. There's a place for planning. There's a place for thinking. Right? There's a place for what? Engaging other people. There's also a place for learning from those who have gone ahead of you. There's a place for educating yourself. There's a place for understanding. Just imagine you want to become president of a country like Nigeria, for instance, or let's say Kenya, and you don't know the states and capital in Kenya. Right? Or you say, oh, I don't even know. No, because this is a natural thing. No. There is a way and a mode that you must get yourself involved with both the faith part, right, and also the fiscal part. Hallelujah. When it comes to the spiritual faith, it's 5 plus 5, 10. It's 5 plus 5, 10. When it comes to spiritual. Okay, in base 10, it's 5 plus 5, 10. In base 2, it's 5 plus 5, 10. Okay, in natural, base 10, it's 5 plus 5, 10. In spiritual, base 10, it's 5 plus 5, 10. You are copying her. You don't have mind of your own. Eh? In spiritual, it's 5 plus 5 in base 10. Is it 10? You stick with your nonsense. Not always. Is what? It's not always. 5 plus 5 is not always 10. Base 10. In spiritual. Okay, explain. You say, hey, that's not what your mind was. Even was. He has come to rescue you. You say, hey. If you talk your own, you all will be in direction with that one already. What am I saying to you? I'm saying, if you ask, I'm 10. But the same way 5 plus 5 is 10 in physical, in natural, the same way it is 10. I'm trying to say that when you ask a Christian 5 plus 5 and an unbeliever 5 plus 5, when they want to solve it, your answer should arrive at the same number. Yes, altogether. Right? Because if that's not the way, because you start thinking, okay, if I say from here to KFC, is there a road there? You say there are three roads. You now say one is at the front, one is at the back. And I say that one is supernatural like Philips. No, that's not what I'm saying. Like Philip Airline in Acts chapter 8. Right? I'm saying when you say 5 plus 5 is 10. Right? So I'm saying the laws that we are subject to as Christians, right, in the Christian faith, the law we are subject to, right, is not totally exclusive or exclusive to us. So if you go into the marketplace, for instance, right, and you want to buy something, right, is there a place for supernatural help and favor? Is there a place for supernatural help and favor? Can you experience supernatural help and favor? But I'm saying on the grand scheme of things, are there very fundamental things that will be equal to everyone? Yes. Altogether. Look at Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. He says, this book of the law, let's read together, 1, 2, 3, go. Out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein, day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, you know, when you look through the scripture, a lot of times, the prosperous and good success there, people assume it to be material things. Right? But think about this carefully. Right? Who was Joshua? A what? A warrior. Okay? in the context of Joshua and Moses, who was Joshua? A follower of Moses, then became a leader. All right. So if this instruction is to a leader, not an entrepreneur, it means that prosperous and good success is not with the clauses of an entrepreneur. You know, like Paul would say, right? Learn to pay attention to these things, that thy profiting may appear to all men. Profiting there, is that profit from business? No. Profiting there is hinged on the instruction of acknowledging that other people, or certain things that you do that will make other people, right, to see. So, when you meditate on the word, day and night, he now says that, and thou may have what? Thou shalt make thy way what? Prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Right? But my emphasis there is not on prosperous and good success there. My emphasis there is on meditate. The word there, meditate, is a word that speaks about thinking. You know what it means to meditate? You are pondering, you are thinking. You are pondering, you are thinking. So he says, meditate therein day and night. So the God, Joshua in his writing, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, expects that a man should meditate on things. Do you remember Peter? He had an experience, right? He had a vision where he had four-footed beasts altogether presented to him. What did Peter do when he woke up from that vision? The Bible says, as Peter pondered, that means as he thought on the vision. So where did the clarity come from? From the thinking. From the meditating. Where did the insight come from? From the spiritual. Because the vision was spiritual sight, being enlightened to see. So something yet spiritual only made sense with thinking. Are you with me? Something yet supernatural only made sense with meditating, with pondering and thinking. With pondering and thinking. Look at Psalms 1. Let's read Psalm 1, verse 1. Let's read Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3 together. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And it shall be like what? Tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruits in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall whatsoever he does shall prosper. Material prosperity.
Yes.
Okay, go back to verse 2. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Go back to verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, right, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Is that similar to what we read in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 to 11? Right? When sinners entice you. Are we together? Right? See what he now says. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted. But what is another way we can say be like a tree planted by the riverside? Can we say prosper? Can we say good success? Can we say that your profiting may appear to all? We said in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, prosper and good success is not material. We said in 2 Timothy that the prophecy may appear to all is not material. So that you might be like a tree planted, is it material? Is it material? Look at it again. Blessed is the author of Psalms 1, is it discussing material prosperity or discussing the work in the world? That is how you relate. Look at verse 1 again. Blessed is the man, right? The one that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. So he's talking about your interactions with men. Altogether. He's not saying that, let me tell you for free. If you want to know how to be the prosperous, the most prosperous in this world. Do you know that history shows that there are about 3,000 billionaires in the world and barely less than 5 are devoted Christians? That scripture should flow our thinking. So he's not saying that you shall be like a tree planted by the riverside. That means he's talking about you shall be wealthy. No. He's trying to say there will be a distinctive feature about your walk from the ungodly people. That's why the first thing he says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel. That means in the ways of the ungodly. In this world, to be stinkingly rich, the easiest way is to walk in the ways of the ungodly. Are we here? The easiest way to be stinkingly rich, you will walk in corny ways. Listen to me, oh, I didn't say the only way. Amen. The easiest way. Right? Richest man in Africa is not a Christian. Richest man in Nigeria is not a Christian. Richest man in Egypt is not a Christian. Richest man in the UK is not a Christian. Richest man in America is not a Christian. So Psalm 1 does not fit them. So what he's teaching here is there's a way you will choose not to walk, and that decision in itself is blessed. So blessed does not mean that decision makes you wealthy. Are we together? So he says, verse 2, your delight is in the law of the Lord. And what do you do on the law of the Lord every day? Meditate. That means you think. So this is what I'm about to say right now. If you are to meditate on the word day and night from Joshua 1:8, and meditate on the word day and night from Psalm 1 verse 2, what does the meditation help you do? Helps you what? Okay, direction, clarity. Guide, apply. So, can we say your meditation on the word helps you in navigating your interaction with men? Is that correct? Yeah. So, it is that you're already in a world where there are so many devilish things that are happening. Right? But your pondering on the word helps you navigate through those thick waters. Your pondering on the word does not help you stay away from interactions with the word. Are you here? Did you get what I just said? Your pondering on the word does not say, so what I mean stay away is that since you know that people still in offices, you don't now look for a job. Are we here? Yeah? No, I'm a Christian, I don't work. The only company I work in is the company that they are all Christians, that they do morning devotion every Sunday, every Monday. You know, there's some companies every day of the week. They do. It's not fair. It's not fair. Right? Why? When if all the members, the people you employ, are members of your church, I can agree with you small. But you cannot have a company. I hope you know that it's not wise to say because you are a Christian employee, everybody that you employ will be Christian, in spite of their level of knowledge. Who loses is you now. Right? God wants to make kingdom what? Billionaires. God wants to raise billionaires in this kingdom. That voice sounds what? It doesn't sound familiar. God wants to, and not see, don't call any name here, people of God. Yeah? So God wants to raise, you know, kingdom financiers. You know, if you read through the Bible, there is nothing that alludes to that. Nothing. Nothing that alludes to that. Nothing that alludes to that. That's why you see, these are many years. Yeah? If you look through history, yeah, there are very few people who have, in their world, stopped the chart of the richest men in the world that are Christians. Maybe, for instance, Rockefeller. Yeah? How many Rockefellers have you heard of in your life? Let's not even talk about Rockefeller's generation. Let's talk about now. With all the knowledge and insight we have from Psalm 1, verse 1, 2, 3. You know why? There are lots of opportunities that Christians should take on by thinking, but they restrain because of the name faith. You know that it takes a lot of risk to be successful in this life. And you know that it also takes a lot of risk to be useless in this life. Are we here? Yeah? That's why if you are here, let me talk out straight. If you are here, you've not caged your appetite. You think you can become rich under in 1 week. Don't trade Forex. Are we together? Don't trade Forex. If you've not cautioned, I'm talking about even those that have cautioned their appetite. Right? Because you somehow think, this market is going up. Going up. Go and sell your car. put all the money inside. Buy, 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 buy. As soon as you just buy, 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 just say minus 20,000. You now start closing, 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 closing. It will work, it will work. Tomorrow you're going to sell your second car. Right? I'm saying risk, there's something called calculated risk and useless risk. All together. Right? There are certain things that, you know, if someone comes to you, you know a lot of us are not very patient. It's very easy. If two people come with you with investment opportunity and one tells you, invest $1 million and in a year you will get $100,000. You know that a lot of people will not, and another person comes and says, if you invest $1 million, or let's say $500,000, you will get $500,000 in 2 weeks. You know more often than not, people will go $500,000. You know what their logic will tell them? After all, that one is 1 million. If I give this 500,000 and it didn't go, the many 500,000 I'm supposed to have given, I'll just add it again. So it's equal to 1 million. Until the two lose. 100,000 365 days from now in dollars and $0 365 years from now, which one is better? You prefer zero. Here, yeah? I'm saying there's some things you think about. So, if someone can come to you and ask you for and put some patterns to you, and you can ask questions. What's the model that you're? How? What are you doing? And God help you, you don't find someone who's good at sweet talking. Let me tell you, I'm one of those. I'm always saying, yeah, it's God that has rescued me. If I were to be a businessman, hallelujah, yeah, I can sell this thing to you to look pink, and you see it as pink. It's not. I'm trying to say you see it as black, but it will be pink to you, right? Yeah, I was talking to one of my friends yesterday. I was trying to help him put some documents and things together. I was like, "How do you know all this thing?" I said, do you know how many years I've been studying some of these things? Do how many years I've been researching some of these things? And you know, sometimes as Christians, we think there's some information you should not have. This is what I'm trying to say. There's some things. You know that you can apply for a visa to a country, and there are certain things you will know. You will be overqualified, but there will be certain things you don't know that will make them deny you. And it's just simply because you've not as much tapped into that realm of information. And somebody else knows it. Right? A lot of times we think, so you want to apply for a visa. I remember a friend of mine wanted to apply for a visa. Right? And I was telling him, put this, put that, but no. I just believe that once they see me, they give me. You know, when you have people like that, when you tell them what they see and give, what do you do? Okay. When they see you, you'll come back and see me. Right? No. Yeah? Eventually, went. Deny the first one. And you know, sometimes you will not explain why he says God's reason. If God not wanted to go, why did you ask God, should I apply? You know that? You didn't ask God if I should apply. It's when they rejected you. You knew that God did not want you to go. So God is keeping you. Just imagine you miss a flight. There was somebody who was at the airport. I saw a video somewhere. His flight was 0025, for instance, in a new day. He was now at the airport that evening, waiting for the 0025 of the next day. You know, today is what now? Today is... So they told you your flight is 6th of July. 0025. But because you thought that the flight is 6th of July, 000 has to be the next 00 after 6th of July. So 8 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the evening, people are telling you, let's go and pray for blessing. No, I'm rushing to the airport. You rush to the airport, you know, 9 o'clock, you're able to still say, let me just stroll around and go for sightseeing and spray perfume, and load your body with scent. Then, you are now checking your screen. What time is your flight boarding? You say it hasn't, you know, because there are plenty of flights, you say it hasn't shown. You say it hasn't shown, yeah? You look real quick. 1 hour time, you come back. It hasn't shown. You now go and meet one of the air attendants. You now go to British Airways table. Sorry, I'm about to catch a flight for 023. Meanwhile, the people that are on your flight have gone to your destination and they've traveled from there to another place. I can't imagine how that would feel if there's somebody. Yeah. You know, but I'm saying there's some things that you need information about, and it's not wrong to go after information. It's not wrong to go after information. Right? It's not wrong to go after information. Right? There'll be certain applications you will go for. There's certain things you will put in for. But there are certain things you should show. Just imagine somebody is applying for a job and the job description says, I want somebody who is a certified Scrum Master. Right? Can you apply for that job without a Scrum Master on your CV and get the job? It's possible. But imagine you have the Scrum Master, but you didn't see they're looking for a Scrum Master, so nothing in your CV shows Scrum Master, and you lose the job. Imagine after the they've not got it back to you, or they just tell you, unfortunately, you now realize that they said, oh, they wanted a Scrum Master. And I have this thing, who does that help? You've lost out on information that could have helped change the course of your life. You know, you can't be a Christian. Everything you read is Christian book and Bible. Yeah? You are sitting down with your friends and watching football. They are playing football. Instead of you to either rejoice or you are not happy. People like that, a lot of time when they leave that thing, they don't pray. They just show off. So. You know, there's nothing wrong in being involved in different things in life. There's nothing wrong in it. Life is not just about Christian. Oh no, everything is, everything is church. No. The point is, everything about the Christian faith should be your priority. But that should not be all. Why did you go to school? Why didn't you go to theology school? Yeah? You know, some decisions you will make for yourself, that sometimes you will deprive yourself of certain comfort because of tomorrow. Right? I remember this was 3 years ago, or thereabout, or 3-4 years ago. There are certain qualifications. I was talking to someone in Aberdeen yesterday, and he was just asking me some questions around, career path and all of those things. And he now asked what I studied. And when he asked that question, I sat back to actually say, oh, which answer should I give this person? Because my undergrad is not the same as my master's, right? After my master's, I have 4 different certifications and qualifications that are not those 2. So a lot of times I even forget. So if you ask, I can work in an average of 7 to 8 different spheres as you're looking at me like this. Data, IBM, sorted. Imperial College, sorted. I have them littered around. So it's not only Bible I'm reading. So tomorrow, if an energy company says they want a project manager to come, there was a role like that I got actually. Yeah, they wanted an energy company, right? And they wanted somebody to be a project manager there. And the edge I had was the fact that I had electrical electronics engineering, right? And I had a certification in renewable energy and project management. You see that combination? Imagine if, and there's nothing wrong in you being in a niche. And I always tell people when I counsel people nowadays, try to diversify. That thing you think you study in school might not be what will make you feed. Law. How many lawyers do they employ? Just one. I'm not saying you should not study law. Just then, but no. You hear that they are paying people £150,000 a year, yeah? And you're older than them. you are now stressing yourself. And say, why? No, this law must work. And there are other opportunities around you. There are other qualifications you can get, other things you can get. You know, my sister, when she came to the UK, studied law, called to bar, beautiful, lovely. But the first thing I thought, I have a document on my page, on my laptop, that should, right? I shared it with you. It's called EY Success. So all from the first day they stepped into this country, I've been on their back. I have another one called Joseph Yusuf Success. So we have, if you put it in Microsoft, maybe 20 pages of information. When she first came, I say it's good though. Right? But get another certification in this and that. Did you not get them? Right? Yeah. Is it law you are doing today now? You know, there's a way you can employ as company secretary, you relate it back to law. He says it's not part of law. Right? I'm trying to say that you can get yourself involved in so many things and they will not suffer. Not the one now that, you know, some of us don't know how to multitask. It's either church or it's church. It's either work or it's work. No. It can be church, work, sport. All together. You know, there's some things that you just need to think about a little. You want to get married to somebody, you sell wig. The brother, he says, what do brothers, why are you laughing? What do brothers sell? Eh? Okay, the brother said tie. You sell wig. Okay, brother said tie and shoe. You as a lady, you sell wig. You've not sat down to tell yourself that, this is not sustainable. One of us needs to get a constant source of income. Are we here? You wouldn't think that way. You'll be using faith from beginning of the month to the end of the month. Faith. No. Men are coming to my rising. Yeah. What about giving some thoughts? You know that if somebody is earning, right, and you are shut down the 28th of every month, this so amount will come in. I was telling a couple that I think maybe a year or two years ago. I said, this one wants to go. This one is doing contract. This one is doing fixed salary. I said, don't let them deceive you. You know, the salary is what you take to forget your purpose. You've heard those kind of nonsense. Salary is what they use to tie your life down so that you will not venture into what... That person said that he's saying that he's selling something to you. He wants you to buy something. They'll say, join my course. Click here to join now. Nowadays, the new one is that they'll make it look as it's free until you get to the last page. You would have put your billing address. You would have put your email address. Why now want to click submit? That's a pain now. Just take you to Stripe. No, the salary, that's not true. You know, there's something about my mom that, you know, chills me. My dad, a pastor, my dad was a Muslim, came to Christian faith. You know, Muslims, a lot of times, when they come to the Christian faith, their devotion is devoted. Do you understand? A lot of times, they are more devoted than even people who are born in Christian homes. You know why? Because there's a kind of indoctrination they give them from their birth. So my dad was someone like that. He was working in MFM at the time, right? Working in Lagos. My mom was working in what school was that? Is it Odushana? No. Where you're in Lagos? What's Redeemer's Redeem School? And my dad was earning. We navigated our life around her income. Now people will give my dad gifts sometimes, right? Yeah, I remember my mom would always tell me that when we were smaller. Right, my dad would go to where they used to sell meat, right? And when they finish selling meat to people, they'll collect the biscuit bone and pack it. Is it for free? Yes. Little money, right? And they come and pour it inside the soup so that at least we're eating protein. Right? You see bone like stone inside your meat. No meat, though. But that idea of being able to, right? Yeah, we're living in one bedroom. We moved to Abuja. Yeah. I heard my dad, how many seats could he afford? From Lagos to Abuja, the train. He stood. Imagine somebody, human being, stand from Lagos to Abuja. You stand. Because you can only afford one seat. Right? And he carried maybe me, I was maybe younger. He carried Toluwani and I sat on your lap. Maybe I stood. He could pay for one seat in a bus. And he stood like this. We got to Abuja, the house we got to. Right? Yeah, let's not talk about that. God bless them. Right? We now move into our house. I remember that. I can never forget that house. We have one red rug there. For almost 6 to 8 months, we didn't have chair or TV. Are we together? Yeah? That's where we started church. Have you ever talked about how I used to go to one beer parlor? They gave us church. Maybe it was leaders that was talking about that. They gave us chair. So I was telling the leaders that this year we'll make it 22 years. I've been coming to church every Sunday, every Wednesday, arranging church. Yeah, I go to one beer parlor. They gave my dad chairs for free. I'll go there. I carry it on my head. When I was younger, my head used to go like, my head was like boats. You know, it goes inside here because I put a lot of chair here. I don't know what pumped it back up. It was prayer, right? So that's the lifestyle we went through. Now, my mom got a job in Premier International School. That was where it was. If at the time, you couldn't call another school that was better than that in Abuja. That was like the best. It was top two, three schools in the entire Abuja. Based on how much they were paying, very expensive. Based on any competition we went for, we always won. before you now had the likes of Loyola Jesus that now came into the field, you know, a few years after, right? Eventually, my parents said a prayer of faith. Listen, you know, they made a prayer of faith. And they went to meet the owner of the school that, you have teachers here who their children cannot. Obviously, how much is your salary? Less than 30,000. That was the income of the home. How much can you allow our children to come here and attend this school and maybe subsidize it for us, or we'll be paying monthly or whatever? Eventually, they gave them free. So I went to the best school in Abuja for free. Faith. Right? Do you know that when my sister went to the school as well, my brother, three of us partook of it. The year they took the last of us, Joseph, out, that year they stopped it. Faith. But when we were going to secondary school, my parents ensured that they look for money to put in one place to pay my school fees. Is that still faith? It's still faith. It's not faith. It's faith now. Faith and faith is collabo this time. Right? But that is how I grew up. Right? You know what my mom was doing? So we're living on a salary of 38,000. I remember when they increased assist. My mom stopped working in 2010. Yeah, as our last salary was 38,000 something, 38,000 whatever. They'll put the number with 23 point something, and they even give them pay slip with 30,000 naira. You're pretty pay slip. Something you're supposed to convert the money of the people and give them more salary, right? And my mom did something. My mom started selling slippers. Palm, Nigerian palm slippers. You know, Nigeria more often than not, an average person wears native. It's become a little dwindled now on Fridays. Thursday, Friday, into weekend, native and palm. What started selling? She sold to everybody. Imagine a school like Premier. An average class had 25 students, and there were 5 arms. Let's say primary one, gold, onyx, emerald, diamond, topaz. Right? 5 classes, 25, that is 100. Right? So, primary 100 to primary 6. If you put it together with nursery, let's say 1,000 students. Let's say maybe 100 thereabout teachers. You know, my mom started selling to those people. She used that money, right? She used that school as an initial place for initial level for customer. She gathered customers there. To the point she started, I remember when we used to go to school then, she used to put slippers in our boots. Right? She started selling to bankers. She only got contact to bankers because she was working in Premier and were paying their salary to that bank, Sterling Bank. I remember. Right? Now, she built a portfolio. My sister, years the line, took over that business and started selling what you call EY souls. Listen to what I just said. Imagine my mom said, I see Zara. I see Zara, and I just see that tomorrow will be big. I'll be bigger than Zara. She now resigned her job and focus on the business. Do you think I'll be slim by now? Do you know how slim I would have been? Abionga would have dealt with us. Do you see the wisdom in what they did? You know, some of us are just so, we are faster than our shadow. There is nothing wrong in staying where you are working, where they are paying you, and you build a client base from there, and you grow. So imagine both husband and wife. Imagine my mom selling slippers, my dad selling anointing. Because my dad, they wanted to pay him salary in the church he was working at the time, and my dad went and told them, I said, he doesn't want to collect salary from the church. That one is faith. I don't even understand his own faith. That one level is high. Because it now meant that he was trekking every day. We're living in Airport Road. Church was in Otaku then. The church was going to then Otaku then. Right? And he will walk. Sometimes he will walk and walk by faith. You know that kind of walk when you're walking and looking down and doing like this. You know, then it was still secure. If you do like this, someone can still park and pick you. Now, if you do like this, they do like this. Because what do you want? You want to come and kidnap me? Right? And he will walk with the Bible under the armpit. And he will walk, all the leg. And he will leave the house at maybe 6 o'clock, come back around maybe 11 o'clock sometimes to go back at 6 o'clock. But we could pay our bills. We could pay our food. We could eat. I remember a cousin of ours that time. They had plenty of money, ridiculously stinking money. Why am I giving you this example? See, in my life, I've seen billionaires become thousandaires. And I've seen thousandaires become millionaires. And I've seen thousandaires become millionaires, billionaires, then become thousandaires. And I've seen billionaires become thousandaires and become billionaires again. It is life. These are conversations that are hard. We don't want to accept it. Right? I was telling, sharing an example with someone over the, I think a couple weeks ago. I was saying, I heard that the story, you know, I heard, yeah, 7-Up. The man who is the founder of 7-Up, they said he failed 6 times. It was the 7th time I heard, though, remember? It was the 7th time you heard too. It was seven, I just said, I'm just using what I heard to edify you. Yeah? Pick what you want to pick from me, like I always tell you. And I heard that it was the 7th time. So you can go right into history and realize that people failed, then bounced back. That's the story I'm telling you. That you can, someone can fail, and you don't need to go into the integrity of if it's 7-Up or 8-Up. That's not my business, right? But he said that the 7th time, he just gave it one more time. We're living in the house of a very wealthy, you know, family at the time. Blessed they had the house to us and kept us for a bit, you know. So when we left the house, where we lay, remember we're now living in a red rug living room, no chair, no TV. In that other house, they had TV in almost everywhere. TV here, TV here, microwave this, you know, laptop, computer, game, everything. So my parents, when they go and drop us there, maybe for the weekend, once we look through the window and they've come to pick us, we'll go and run and hide. Eh? It's funny now. They will come to their house that is not big, they will look for us. Imagine they're looking for someone in the house that is not too big. You know, if they're living in a mansion and next day you say, ah, maybe they could be here or here. The house is not more than, you know, bigger than this, obviously. We'll go and hide. What? Because there are things we will play with here. There's nothing in our house. You go to our house, we'll all be rolling on the floor. On the red rug. Until one day my mom just called me. She changed it for me. See, if I ever come and pick you and you run, when they talk to you like that, your head must reset. That was the last day it happened, though. That's why we cannot afford not to talk to our children. If I ever, I remember what you told me, say, when they tell you we have plasma, we have this, tell them we have stove, we have matches, we have knife, we have, and me too, when they say they have plasma, they have Game Boy, they have PS4. Yeah? Say we have stove, we have matches. So anytime we just hear the gate has opened, we'll go and pack our slippers and come and welcome them at the gate and say, welcome, we start to go home. Right? And eventually, what that taught us was contentment. Where we were then is not where we are today. It's not mouth. Are we together? Sometimes you just need to learn how to be patient and learn how to also reason and think. What can you sustain? Your entire salary in a month is £1,500. You are going for fine dining, £120, 4 times in a month. What is fine about the dining? You're not complaining you have stomach pain. Why would you have stomach pain? Why would your stomach upset you? You're supposed to be purging. Your salary is 1,005. Your own household income. Eh? Even if you are dink. You know what they call dink? Double income, no kid. All the whole income is 1,500. You say, you want to enjoy the moment? Want to enjoy the moment? Your house rent alone is 950. Say, no, I don't share toilets. No. They also share you. Eh? When you now finish, you don't even have any income. The money you are spending is more than what you are getting. You know, sometimes we don't need to cut our clothes according to quotes. No. You cut your clothes according to your size. No. Some of us need to slim down. Cut it according to the material. Do you understand? Yeah? Cut it according to your material. As long as it covers you. Adam and Eve, how were they looking? If the leaf could not cover you, you hit the gym running. You get the point, right? So we're not there, cut it. No, meanwhile, you now see people, their expenditure is not more than your income. You're not being wise. I'll talk about this more in the coming days. People now buy things to impress other people. Do you know, let me tell you, do you know that I heard? Yeah? People now go and buy brand new cars, sign a document, take it to their house, snap pictures with different attire, different days. They wake up in the morning where there's light, snap, in the night as well. They won't post it immediately. They post over the next 1 year. Because you have 14 cooling days period, they go back and return the car. And continue hopping on the bus. And you now be having tension in your house. I knew him. We're classmates. We're classmates. We grew up. That my child, my bosom friend. You now start having high blood pressure. Yeah, because you have 14 days cooling period. You know, it's on everything. You now go back and go and return it, and now people now start living above their means. People now start living far above their means. You know, when you can afford to run, stay crawling. When you can afford to fly, stay running. This life, there is nothing wise about impressing another person when you are crying inside. Nothing wise. You see somebody in our world, you know, people take loan to do wedding. That's the folly part of this series I'm talking about. That's folly. That's very foolish. That's very silly. You take loan from a company, take 25,000 to 30,000 pounds loan to do a wedding. Eventually, the rice will not still be sweet. Because people have different takes, but you can't satisfy everybody. I want to do a wedding at the talk of the town. Talk of the town. Ooh, you know, worst case scenario, talk about it 1 day, 2 days, and they forget about it. Think about the talk of, you know, at the various phases of our lives, the people who shut down our neighborhood. How many can you remember? How many do you remember? I can't even remember anyone that has ever shut down my neighborhood as I speak. The recent one of my head is Kubana. Obi. And that one is not related to me. That one is general. Everybody touched it. Everybody felt it. When I went, because I was in Abuja, maybe around that period as well. So the driver I was with was the one that gisting me. Hey, they love that. That's their own. But for what cause? For what cause? You pay 10,000 loan. The remaining money, your salary after you spend everything, is 20 pounds. How do you want to meet up? That the women will approve you. But imagine you now go and pad yourself, and I say, no. We need to. What you don't know where you are going to in your destiny. You are doing destination wedding. You don't know if you. You know not everybody will be successful. You don't know if you are among the people that will not be there. Not everybody. You are doing. You know. I want to feel good. When I was getting married to my wife, her mom came and wrote a lot of things. They wanted to. I'm a very social person, so if you know me, you know me. In 1 week, I can organize 1,000 people in Abuja for my wedding. 1,000. I'm talking about people that will travel. I'm talking about only in Abuja. 1,000. I'm not exaggerating. In 1 week. Yeah? How did I do? I'd rather use this for something more profitable. Right? So someone looks at me and say, in this number of years, this is this, that, that. We know the sacrifices we took. I was telling somebody, it was yesterday you don't know me, I'm almost 5 years married. Five. In my head, I'm like, I was still baby, you know, I just approaching the second year. So I'm saying, time is going. But the question is, can I look at what I've done with my life and my wife in the last 5 years and said, there's progress? Or the only progress I know is the picture from that day. On the shutdown, you know, how can you say your parents, if you are still under the care of your parents, saying they want to force you to do wedding, right? And listen to me, it's not that they are bringing the money. They say you should bring the money. You are not ready to marry. Do you know what I'm saying? Your parents said they want you to come and shut down their streets. Change them from the streets. I'm saying even me as a parent, if I get there, if I want a loud wedding for my child or my children, let it come from my pockets. Take 200 million naira and go and do your wedding. Please help me shut down. Okay. But the old gifts they will give you, you know, that's why some people in their wedding, they dance and dance. They extend the dancing time because they are gathering money. People can spray. They extend the, just, normally they say 9 o'clock they will end. 11 o'clock they're sitting. Yeah? And then you say, come, let's celebrate them. Why? Because they have not paid for photography. No, I want one other guy in Abuja, big H to take big H studio to take my pictures. You know, you always remember. I'm like, when I wanted to give birth to our daughter, listen to what I'm about to tell you. Photographer we saw, the cheapest we saw was 150 pounds. Can I afford 150 pounds? Do you think I can afford 150 pounds? Oh, I can afford it. You think? Okay, only God knows. I prefer only God knows. When they did the 150 pounds, and I have camera in my house. all the picture you saw, I took it too. So that's why you see my hand like this. I was pressing button. I'm not joking with you. I was pressing button. Now I do my wife. I press. You go and check the picture again. You don't see my two hands in the picture. And I'm not saying you should not spend $2 million to snap your baby. That's fine. The baby now that I snap it, I should not change now. I think you said you wanted to surprise us with the... Did you give us the money eventually? You are owing me. Yeah, because my sister said, no, she wants us to go and do photography. You are owing me £150. By God's grace. Do you understand? Your baby is one... All grace and place to everybody. But, you know, it's better to take money out of money and do things like that. Not money when you are struggling. How will you celebrate your birthday 1 week old? Your baby, 1 week old. You do balloon. 1 month old, you do balloon. You call crowd 1 month, 1 year. Oh, you've done baby shower. Listen to me, dear saints, people of God, please don't tell, I don't have a problem with this. But you know a man that is wise when you see that decision. It's clear. Who are you impressing? You have a clear camera. Why don't you snap your baby? Me, my pre-wedding shoot, the wedding shoot and the post-wedding shoot, it was one day. I was the same photographer with the same attire. This is 5 years down the line. I remember my mother-in-law was saying, no, we want to do this. So even me, I can buy 1,000. My wife's family could have done their own too because they're quite, you know, in some places there in, all around. Right? So imagine we now did top of the wedding. Me, I knew that I had a target. I knew that if I was coming to the UK, I'm going to start a church. How do you think we're able to do 20 months, almost 20 months or almost 2 years without collecting your fee from church and we paid from our pocket? It means we cut our clothes properly. It would be better that we use that money for the fact that people gather to hear the word. Right? There's some things you just need to give it some thought and think. Why must you do things because people are doing things? Why that unnecessary competition is not healthy? It's foolishness. It's foolishness. We just got the kids to our first home. Like I said, who told you that is not the only house we have? Who told you you will not collect it next year? It's life. It's life. So they said, you know, we move to the UK in 6 months, and in 6 months, see what the Lord has done. Oh, Like I tell you, you don't know the people that are carrying calabash at 2 a.m. in one ring road in Benin City, right? Or in Enugu, or in Ekiti. You now put yourself under unnecessary pressure. Wow, if he can do it, I can do it. Now, that does not mean that things that people do should not encourage you, but know where to draw your line and to have the right appetite. Let the right things motivate you. We're telling somebody that just got married, we said, don't let anybody pressure you to have children, particularly your parents. You know, I was saying earlier on, if your parents say you must do this kind of wedding for us with your money, and I'm saying that they know as well, even if they don't know you have money, but you know you can't afford it. Yeah? And you go ahead to borrow money to impress your parents. You're not ready to marry. Wait some 10 years more. I'm saying when some people finish their wedding, they don't know what they will eat in the house. Before they can eat, they have to go and carry the money, they spray them. So you know some people they want to do wedding, they write a list of people that they trust will give them money. Sister JT, no matter what, 1K. 1K. Sister Esther, she's stingy. Maximum, she can drop £80 now. I say, I'm praying for you. Yeah, they now use that to multiply and calculate. Right? And eventually, you now use that to budget your wedding. You want to do caterer. Somebody's giving you food for £450. Someone gave you £4,500. Just wait. I know after the wedding I will have the money. But just can you just bear with me? Why? You use your credit card so the bank knows you. If every month they're sending you statement, they think they are wasting their paper because they know that you are not going to pay anything. You go out, you have applied for credit card, you've already no. You know, there's a kind of life we don't want people to think we left the country. Our previous country, and we are not really doing well. Who are you? Who are you deceiving? Don't subject yourself to the pressure of this world. That's what Romans 12 says. Do not conform to the things of this world, but be transformed. That's the way the world thinks. That's the way the world thinks. Where you should be spending money to put some cash in for certification, for qualification, you're asking to eat Burger King. What is kingly about it? Today, Burger King, tomorrow, McDonald's, tomorrow, KFC. Green, white, green, you go back again. Burger King, McDonald's, DFC, eating it every day. Why can't you go to Audi and budget £50? I'm going to talk about this sometime in the coming weeks. You know, in our home, every income that comes in, we have a tablet, an Excel sheet I created with formulas. Everything. This is what we are spending. This is what we have free. This is what we are saving. This is what we are spending. This is what we have free. This is what we are. When we need an investment, we want to do an investment, this is where we are taking this money from. At no point should this money be less than this. Those are the way you think and reason whilst you pray. Are we believing God for better jobs? Who is not believing God? I am believing, in case you are not. But until that job comes, I maintain how I'm living. I maintain what I'm spending my money on. I maintain how I'm being able to say no to pleasures of this world for now. For a tomorrow, a greater tomorrow. I'll end with this story. My dad, I remember, there was a man who wanted to leave the country, leave Nigeria to Dubai at the time, and wanted to sell a Land Cruiser Jeep, a new one of that year, for less than a millionaire. Right? But because my dad had put a lot of money investing in some other things, at that point he didn't have a millionaire to buy that Land Cruiser Jeep. I'm saying that Jeep, if he bought it and he sold it, he would get times almost 10, almost 7M or 8M from that little buying. Are you preparing yourself for the rainy days? Joseph had an interpretation of the dream to Pharaoh. And he said, in the 7 years of plenty, keep. Some of us in the 7 years of plenty, we are eating. Can't you even fast for your tomorrow? I was hearing a man, Pastor Martha Shmuel, was saying about his children, that he has bought 24 apartments for his grandchildren. Ah, and he's aiming for 100. His grandchildren all around the world, 24. A wise man. Labors today ahead of tomorrow. Prepares for his family. Prepares for his... That's why you realize sometimes, you know, my dad did something very beautiful. In how we grew up as a family, the way he knitted us together, there was no... Till tomorrow, I've never been to a bank to ask for my dad's account. I've never had a lawyer come to my home to say, this is your father's will. Why? Everything my father owned, he either... Ask them to change the name to my mom's name, our names, or a company name. None was in his name. I've never gone to a bank and say, this is a man I'm looking for, this is the account number. Help us check how much he has. No. That's a wise man. There are people, they'll be doing things behind the scene. It is your cousin that will disturb your people. Anything you take for what I just said, take it. Look at someone and talk about the things you learned today.